Well, this is another edition of Touchstones, and we are going to be continuing our conversation this week with Ganeshan, who is comes from us all the way from Tirunelveli,
Arunachala, you can say,
which is in the sort of south central portion of India, in which there is a great holy mountain called
Arunachala,
and in the early part of the 20th century, there moved a young boy who moved to the near the mountain, whose name later became known as
Venkata Raman. Later on, came to be known as Ramana Maharshi.
And Ramana Maharshi was one of the great saints of India, is particularly in the early part. He died around 1950. And as I said last week, Ramana Maharshi was always, as soon as I discovered him, and I don't remember exactly when that was, but it was early along on the conscious part of my path. I had an unconscious part of my path, but you won't want to hear about that because that includes the Haight-Ashbury and all those other riotous things that people did back there in those ribald 60s. But during the conscious part of my path in the early 70s, I stumbled across his teachings. One of the people who may have turned me on to Ramana Maharshi, though I think I found out about him otherwise, was a mentor of mine who was lived in San Francisco. He was a theosophist. He himself has an interesting life, which can be found in a book called Great Song, The Life and Teachings of Joe Miller. And Joe Miller was very much into Ramana Maharshi, and he was asked by the founders of Shambhala Books. One of the first books that Shambhala published was a reprint of the spiritual teachings of Ramana Maharshi. And the of this, he wrote a preface, which I'm going to share with you. It was written by Joe and Guinevere Miller. It was Guinevere was his wife. In it, he says, Joe says, and this is my introduction to Bhagavan Sri Ramana. A gently indrawn breath with no thought can bring an ecstasy of total awareness beyond words. In these books of answers to inquirers, Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi, without offending common sense, reason, or logic, has come as close as possible to saying the unsayable, and points the way, innumerable ways, for you to find the self and be. To understand the ultimate, experience must be intimate. Beyond that which you think is that which you are. Realizing this does not involve specific practices or attitudes other than understanding. No withdrawal is necessary. No change of present time, place, or condition. Only a change of viewpoint, which you bring about yourself for yourself. A recent letter from S.S. Cohen, a disciple of Ramana Maharshi, says, B sums up the whole practical teaching of Ramana Maharshi Bhagavan. There is nothing in the material life to compensate for it, neither wealth, sex, art, science, or any other ideal. It is the greatest good, the bliss and truth absolute. Bhagavan found enlightenment for himself without a physical guru. In these books of questions and answers, answered and asked, may you find your answer. This can be a trip to end all trips. Find out who you are, and you can't help but be. Know that you immortal are, and you have but to be. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. Peace, peace, peace. Joe and Guinevere Miller. That's the from the preface of the spiritual teachings of Ramana Maharshi, which is still in print by Shambhala Booksellers. It was actually one of their first or second titles that they actually produced when they started their publishing concern. So, Ganeshan,
yes,
let
sir.
Us begin to reminisce about this wonderful person and his profound teaching of self-inquiry, as it's often known as.
First of all, I want to thank John and Paul for enabling me to share with you all, those who listen, those who do not listen. Truth remains unaltered, whether you pay attention to it or not. But my friend Paul gave me the opening for my talk. He talked about consciousness and unconsciousness. I want to begin not with Ramana Maharshi, but with a contemporary saint, Nisargadatta Maharaj, who lived in Bombay, an illiterate saint, but well known in spiritual world now. He said, he used to ask, put me questions. So one bold man asked, Maharaj, we have come to listen to you. Why do you want me to ask you a question? He laughed and said, sir, what you know about yourself is 1/9 of yourself. It's conscious you are knowing is only 1/9. There is hidden within you 8/9 in the subconscious or unconsciousness. We masters, scriptures are there to bring that 8/9 also to fulfill the 9/9 complete. That stunned me, because they are not giving you anything from outside or from themselves. What is hidden in us, which we have forgotten or we are not able to pay attention to, these great beings bring back to ourselves. So this should be the introduction for my sharings. In India, there is a great saying, why this is like meditation or yoga, the word guru is very, very popular. It is becoming almost to the extent of cheapness. So somebody